This is Advanced Stability Center tape number 14. The title of this lecture is Responsibility for Confidential Materials.
Someday you'll stop taking me seriously. 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Thanks a lot. I know it's a little sticky in here, so I don't want no smoking, no breathing, no moving. And David's going to do a 2-hour talk. So. Actually, this will be relatively short today. There's some graduates to announce that are written on this piece of paper here. This week's graduates have been Ron Van Preuden, completed Ability 0 and Ability 1. Yay, Ron. The amazing Milton Gordon completed Advanced Ability 6, and Steve Aris, no less amazing, completed Advanced Ability 3. Hey. Just some real brief announcements. Again, I want to remind you that on 24th of June, we have first in a series of seminars here in Santa Barbara. The first being a talk and demonstrations and slideshows, etc., as you probably know, by Ingo Swann on parapsychology and psychic phenomena. So try and make that if you can. There'll be a lot of elaborate food, and it should be nice. What else? Then, just for your knowledge, in August we'll be having a large convention, a conference, near the end of the month. We're going to attempt to go for our first international conference of independent Scientologists from all over the world. And there'll be some really extraordinary announcements at that time. There's other things happening this summer, and I think it's going to be a busy summer for all of us. There's a lot of people coming from a lot of different countries. So that's around the corner. I don't have anything else really amazing to say. I'm glad to see a lot of new faces. We're going to be continuing to use this property for the next few weeks, every Sunday. So do bring friends and bring bathing suits and make it a regular event. It's now time for David's talk. Let's welcome David.
Hi. I usually start off by talking about what we're doing at the AAC and all that. But today I thought I'd talk about what most other people are doing instead. One of the major reasons why some people have a reluctance to get off the fence or to get involved in the independent movement is because they get worried about losing their friends or losing their third dynamic. It's a concern that I've often heard expressed. And yet, one of the things that has been most impressive to us is the third dynamic that has actually grown up in the field and around outside of the established lines, mainly because of, I'm sure, simple practicalities, like you can talk to somebody without having to be concerned about whether they write you up or not, or I don't know if people talk to other people and say things that, knowing that the other person is going to write them up, they could say things that they want them to write up. Actually, if you didn't like writing dispatches, I guess that would be a great way to get all your dispatches written for you. You could go around and tell people things and they could do all the writing for you. I should export that. It's good. Anyway, such things, of course, do tend to inhibit communication. And quite aside from all that, it's good to be able to talk about what you're doing and what other people are doing and how they're getting along and who you've seen lately and what they were doing and all that sort of thing. Scientologists spend a tremendous amount of time talking to each other over phones and in person about what they heard was going on and what they think was going on and what they think will be going on and all that sort of thing. Do an awful lot of it. So The ability to be able to talk freely is quite important. And apart from anything else, I guess one of the advantages of joining the independent field is that you can kind of go through a rehabilitation of your grade zero. You can communicate freely with anyone about anything. So, it is possible to have a third dynamic, or a real third dynamic, and be able to get into ARC with other people. Some people have, and I know somebody I was talking to today, expressed a kind of a regret that that hadn't occurred in the past under the old regime, and the idea that that's the way it should have been all along, and things should never have come to the state of affairs that they did over the last couple of years. And although that's true, the fact is that now we do have a third dynamic, and it is the way it should have been all along, so I don't see any point in worrying about what could have been or should have been, because it is here and it is established. Along with this freedom of being able to communicate and express ideas, sometimes people go a little too far, and lately we've been hearing various reports about people passing on OT3 data to other people, and some people passing on bits and pieces of NOTS information to people who are of lower case level than that, and apparently that's sort of justified on the basis that they can do anything that they like, and that there's been too much control in the past. I feel that it's unfortunate that that kind of thing is going on, and shouldn't be, because it does make it more difficult to handle cases after they've been exposed to that kind of data. So I would hope that that dies out or ceases to occur. I think partly it's caused by the fact that over the last few years especially, there's been a tremendous amount of control on what people do and what they don't do, and a lot of enforcement of orders and rules and regulations. And then people tend to swing to the other extreme, or some people tend to swing to the other extreme of, you know, nobody can tell me what to do. And it gets into a much more irresponsible and anything goes type of attitude. But one of the reasons, I think one of the reasons why so much control and regulation came about was because there are a large number of people who, while complaining about being told what to do and what they can do and what they can't do, although they complain about that, they're actually only too happy to hand over responsibility for what they should and shouldn't do to somebody else. In other words, the people who complain most about control are usually those who are most unwilling to accept responsibility for themselves and to exercise their own self-determinism, and are usually especially unwilling to exercise any initiative on their own. And they sort of take the easy way out of saying, well, I couldn't do it because there's so much oppression going on and so forth, or that's why they did it. And usually it's those same people, when they escape from the over-control, that tend to go into not freedom, but sort of dramatizing a license to do anything they please. And I think that's just the opposite extreme of the same aberration, and is just as aberrated. Anyway, I hope that that kind of stuff ceases as time goes by. And it isn't at all necessary that one express one's freedom by doing anything that one pleases. Although people that push the idea of control tend to ride the line that if there isn't control, then people will do all kinds of overts and be irresponsible. But basically what it comes down to is actually encouraging people to increase their self-determinism and become responsible for their actions. And with that, there's not only the reward of attaining what we set out to attain, which is basically causativeness and responsibility, but also I think that's very important to the continuation of the NARC third dynamic that's being created at the moment. So after all those lofty and serious words, I think I shall cease and desist. But there is, I just thought it was timely that I should mention that, you know, I know there's an awful lot of stuff going on in the field that is pretty irresponsible. You know, people passing around, I've been hearing about people passing around all kinds of confidential materials for others to read. And I just wanted to make a comment on it because I think it's just as aberrated as people being over-controlled. And after all, I guess the moral of the story is it's time for everybody to, you know, be big boys and girls and grow up and act self-determinedly and responsibly at the same time. So anyway, that's all. Thank you.
Well, now that you're all in here, I wish you had more of a program to offer, but I'm sure you all like some fresh air. So thanks very much for coming.